Many of our listeners might be familiar with On Point from when you were on here a few years ago in the evenings or perhaps in other markets. But for those who might be new to the show, what will they hear on a daily basis?
On Point is on top of the news every day in its first hour. So whatever big is going on in the world, we'll bring in top experts and big players, bring all kinds of expertise to bear on that subject, and then open the phone line so you can hear what people across the country are thinking alongside you as you listen. In our second hour, we go to a bigger palette of things, arts, literature, social trends, how people are living, how people are thinking. And again, we'll bring in people who are right in the thick of all that and open the phone line. So it's a combination of deep interview on the news or on what's going on in the society and culture and lots of participation from our listeners, Brian.
Tom, you've lived and traveled all around the world, but I understand you grew up not too far from us in Central Illinois.
I sure did. I mean, my family's been in Bloomington since 1820, so just a little while there. And I grew up on a small farm just south of Bloomington. That is definitely home to me. I get back there all the time and know Champaign and Urbana very, very well. My mom went to school at U of I. My dad, my brother, my sweetheart. That Champaign-Urbana, I don't know which way you say it these days, but it is my backyard and very beloved turf for me.
Well, and I understand as well you've got a person Urbana ties, Jeremy Hobson, working with you out there at WBOR. We hear Jeremy on a daily basis with Here and Now.
Yes, we do. You folks from Central Illinois work out pretty well all over the world, and Jeremy and I are operating out of the same big studios here in Boston.
You live in so many different places around the world, Tom, everywhere from India to Alaska to China. I'm just curious how you ended up settling down in Boston.
You know, my high school sweetheart, who became my wife out of Bloomington, at a certain point, we had gone off to India together. We'd gone off to China, Hong Kong together. She wanted to come back to the States, wanted to go to grad school, ended up at Harvard, and that brought us to Boston. I went to work for the Boston Globe. And the rest is sort of history. We were back in Asia, back in Japan for 5 years later, but this became our home. It's not exactly bi-coastal. We're like 1 foot in the Midwest and 1 foot on the East Coast, and I've got kids on the West Coast, so you're right. We're all over the place, but our hearts always very rooted in the Midwest, even as we've operated out of a lot of other terrain.
On Point's been on the air now for nearly 15 years. How did the show get started?
The show came out of the immediate aftermath of 9/11. I had been working as a journalist for a long time. Then I'd gone off and started an internet company. A few days after 9/11, I got a phone call saying, this was NPR, had called Boston, because Boston's a very large public radio station at WBUR. They said, look, our people have been working around the clock for days. We need fresh horses. Can you help us out? They called me up and said, we know you're a well-known journalist who's not doing that right now. Could you come in and help us out? And I did. I fell in love with radio, and 15 years later, I'm still here. It's such a great medium, the intimacy of it, the way it's right in people's ears, right in their minds. I just couldn't get enough of it, and so 15 years later, nearly now, we're still at it and having a terrific time.
Yeah, after so long in the newspaper business, and as you mentioned, you know, taking some time off from that, why was it just the right time for you to make that jump into radio?
I really hadn't planned it. I mean, if you had asked me, I had no idea that that's how it would turn out. You know, there was a certain time in the 90s when I'd gotten kind of disillusioned with journalism. I just wasn't sure that things, you know, you think it's going to move everything forward, and then once in a while I would be in Somalia or the Balkans, and it was so bloody and hopeless. I thought maybe nothing moves forward. But the attacks of September 11th reminded me that we always have to pay attention. We need journalists who are on top of what's going on and asking tough questions before terrible things happen. And when I got back in the saddle on an emergency basis, that all just came back to me. And it was a combination of the urgency of that moment and there's something different about radio. It's so in the moment. You know, everything that happens on this show, and you'll hear this on WILL now, it is all happening right there and then. There's no take two.
I'm wondering if you could just take us behind the scenes a little bit. What goes into preparing each two-hour show?
Ooh, it's a lot. You know, this is not like commercial talk radio where it's basically just often an angry guy shaking a newspaper and pounding the table. We've got a staff of 10 here, producers who are doing lots of research to bring us, first of all the background on an issue that we're very well grounded in it before we go to air. to bring in the best guests from around the world, whether it's here in the U.S. or, you name it, wherever the story is, we will go there to get them booked into studios in Kabul or Tehran or Berlin, wherever it may be. And then to bring it all together with lots of sound, we try to make the shows very sound rich. Whether if we're doing a music show, you're going to hear that flowing right through. If we're doing a news show, we'll have all the best and latest sound from around the world. So there are many moving parts that go in. As I'm on the air, I'm staring through a huge glass at lots of people working on the other side of that to get the sound queued up, the engineers working there, the director, the people bringing in calls from around the country, and for that matter, sometimes from around the world. We've had callers in here from Berlin and Saudi Arabia in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. I mean, these days, people listen at all times from all over. And this big crew pulls it all together. It's pretty terrific to see.
On Point returns to WILL Monday, March 14th, airing live from 9 until 11 a.m. We've been talking with the host, Tom Ashbrook from Boston. Tom, thank you very much for your time today.
Brian, terrific to be with you and cannot wait to be on the air with all your WILL listeners.